You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Parent company of the Buffalo News, Lee Enterprises, says that 40,000 people were affected by a cyber attack in February. What did you make of this cyber attack? How do you think this could have happened?
Well, from what I'm looking at, what we know online, right, from the reporting that's done in various sources, this was a Russian ransomware attack. It occurred around February 5th. And from what we know, they stole about 350 gigabytes of data. So I'm surprised it's only 40,000 customers and employees' data. I was gonna see more, or at least that's what I think all the data seemed to suggest.
How likely could Lee Enterprises customers, including Buffalo News subscribers, may be among those 40,000 people affected?
Oh, I think it's a very high likelihood, right? I mean, let's look at it this way. This attack happened in February. We're in June, and we're now finding out that there are about 40,000, what they call employees and customers, the social security number, personal information. Generally, you know, as time goes, we find out that there's always more than it appears. And look at who's, you know, if for the people who are following this, you know, Lee Enterprises' chief legal officer is the one who made this disclosure, finally, months and months after, which is particularly troubling. So 40,000 is a big number. There's going to be a lot of people from our area, unfortunately. And I hope it doesn't happen, but there might just be more.
When we subscribe to a newspaper or we subscribe to anything and we trust our information, our data with these companies, what can we do to help protect ourselves from being the victims of a data breach for something like this, if we can at all?
Yeah, if we can at all. Unfortunately, you know, I say this all the time, and I'm going to say it again. You can't rely on companies to protect you. I mean, that is the honest truth. Companies, any company for that matter, Lee Enterprises in this particular case in point, they're not looking for us. They waited. What was particularly troubling about this particular breach is they waited as long as they could before they told us what it was. It's June 4th. It's about 4 months into it, which is particularly alarming. So the breach itself, assuming, you know, more than likely happened because of a human element, because of a failure of cyber hygiene, because somebody clicked on a phishing link or, you know, had a weak password or what have you within Lee Enterprises. But the breach notification was also handed by human beings in a very, you know, untimely manner. They took all the time they could before telling us. Who knows what has already happened since? Who knows what's happened with that compromised data? Have other people already gotten compromised? We don't know. And the only thing you get in these cases, when you come back to what do we do as consumers, I mean, they throw a year of credit monitoring. That's like handing out an umbrella after the flood, right? A year of credit monitoring when you've lost your social security number for the rest of your life doesn't do much. So I always tell this to people, right? You're responsible for your cyber hygiene. Companies are not going to do it for you.
So in this case, what relief do the victims have, whether it's, you know, restoring their their security data, making sure that they aren't getting hacked out of their or cheated out of their right. funds or even relief right. against Lee.
Right. I mean, as of now, all they've told us, all they've disclosed is they're giving us a year of credit monitoring to the affected victims. I'm presuming there is some kind of coverage that comes with it. It's a third party that's providing it. So some kind of coverage that they will give you or identity or what have you. But I say this, and I think every one of us needs to do this right away, which is if you're a customer of the Buffalo News, and even if you're not, you need to freeze your credit with all the three credit agencies. You need to use a password manager. You need to use two-factor authentication. And if you're a customer of the Buffalo News in particular, be suspicious of emails that are coming to you. You know, do not rely on companies to protect you. You know, that goes across the board. And check your credit reports every 3 to 4 months. If you don't already have a service that does it, like a credit monitoring service, pay for one. Because even if you've not been notified, it would protect you before the next hack happens of another company out there.
Would this affect the Buffalo News retaining subscribers, do you think?
I think, you know, from what Lee has told us, it impacted their revenues. They spent $2 million, you know, coming back, you know, resetting from the breach. And they're claiming it's a $12 million loss because I think your news edition, I remember that, was a shorter edition. They only had a two-page edition. So there's going to be a subscription hit. And I'm a Buffalo News customer. And I can tell you there have been massive issues with your billing processes for the last few months. Presuming a lot of it has got to do with this particular breach. So they're still getting their internal systems. This is a reputational harm that I think these companies, any company out there that's, you know, if you're an owner of a company out there, you've got to take this very seriously and not try to put Band-Aid on the product afterwards. You know, we got to do something more proactively. I say this over and over again. I'm going to say it again. Each breach is like this reminder that security, not just firewall, artificial intelligence, but human behavior. Right? From the moment some company clicks an email to the ransomware, bad guy, something, you know, the justification that you ask for the fact, right? Cyber hygiene isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for every household and every room in America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.